And welcome to this edition of the Hagmann Report. It is Thursday, December 19, 2024. You know, I wanted to say the 20th, but hey, it's the 19th, unless my entire display up there is wrong. Eric the Tech, is it the 19th? Come on, help me out here. 19th? You can do it. All right. How you doing, Eric the Tech? People want to hear from you. How are you?
Doing good.
Yeah. Prior to airtime, we were talking about grandchildren, his children, my grandchildren, and Christmas. And, you know, what a great time. What a great time of year this is with family. Obviously, the commercialization of Christmas. And yeah, I get that. But the family, the closeness of families, what a wonderful time. And I want to wish everyone out there tuned in and watching this show an early Merry Christmas. We're going to have our Christmas show tomorrow night, folks, at 8 o'clock tomorrow. Tune in. We have a special, special presentation. So I believe Randy Taylor might join me at 8 and about 9:30 or so. We're going to break for a very special Christmas program. And I really ask that you watch it, tune in. It's going to be something that you have never seen before. So I'm really looking forward to it. But with me tonight is Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, gen6.com, and Renaissance Precious Metals. Before I get to Steve, I just want to also thank our sponsors, healthwithdoug.com. A cutting 2024 study shows, a cutting edge 2024 study shows collagen can have drastically positive effects on skin health. And I found this out myself. I use collagen, this particular collagen. It works for me. It hydrates the skin. The flexibility is something a lot better. It's a more hydrated skin. And you know what? It even kind of fixes wrinkles. Okay. I've noticed that as well, but more important to me, it's skin health that we're talking about. And it's important not to just use any old random collagen you might find. Make sure that you use collagen that's backed by real science, that being this multi-collagen product. I can get this out. I love how it's transformed my skin for the better, obviously. Unlike poorly sourced collagen you're going to typically find on store shelves. It uses the top five critically important types of collagen for skin health. Now, this unique formulation it's designed to reduce visible signs of aging, reduce wrinkles, promote a youthful glow, and really the hydration and the elasticity is something that you'll notice like immediately. I did. Just mix this with your morning coffee, protein shake, smoothie, whatever you might want to drink in the morning. And this will give you the support, your skin, the support needs each day. So do your skin a favor. Grab some. While it's 51% off during their holiday promotion, only at healthwithdoug.com. Plus, order today to receive a free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, and on top of that, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee and free shipping with your order. You can't beat that with a big stick. Once again, that's healthwithdoug.com. I want to thank them very much as well. All right. Again, thank you for your support, folks. Without your support, without your graciousness, I'll tell you what, we wouldn't be here. And we thank you for joining the chat. Thank you for signing up, creating an account at Rumble. And then, of course, that allows you to comment on the shows. And but it helps our numbers. It helps us grow. All right. Having said all of that, we're going to move away from. We're going to address some of this stuff tomorrow, like the CR, the Cromnibus, all the things that happened today. Well, real quick, Eric the Tech, if you can just post that photo real quick. And then just this will give you some insight until tomorrow. On the left, this picture, when it appears, you're going to see the previous Cromnibus bill, the CR that was yesterday's bill. And on the right is today's. Just to give you an example, okay, for those at home paying attention, See the difference there? It helps. Your voice matters. All right. You can take that down. Enough of that. We'll talk about that later. Not going to take any more time away from Steve Quayle. SteveQuayle.com. Folks, support Steve Quayle. Support his work. So, and if you're for serious investors who are interested right now in stocking up on gold and silver, and I'm talking serious investors only, don't waste his time. Don't waste his time. Go to Renaissance Precious Metals. You can get there by going to SteveQuayle.com or to click the link, or any place at HagmanPI.com, click the link over to Steve's site. All right. With that, Steve Quayle. Steve, not going to waste any more of your time. How are you doing, sir?
Good, Doug. It's not wasting my time, but I think one thing everyone needs to understand is that the times now have sped up to the point where so much of the Bible that used to be, let's say this, put off in the future. Well, someday. And I remember how even talking about the second coming of Jesus, people laugh and go, yeah, that's slower than molasses. Well, now the attitude of that may get them kicked on the rhyming word. And I think it's important that people truly understand what's going on in the heavens above us. The drones have taken up center stage on the world stage and what's going on, because we're told that there's going to be signs in the sun, moon, and stars, and men's hearts failing them for looking after those things coming upon the earth. And I think that it's critical that I've never seen so much garbage that's out there. Now, you know, I answered this question for Greg Hunter on his interview last night. Well, why should we listen to you? They got this guy. We got that guy. Well, quite candidly, they're not ahead of the curve by multiple years. And also, they're not defining the different areas of dronage, okay? Obviously, there's a human component. Obviously, there's the surveillance component. Obviously, there's the advanced technology, i.e. the Tango Romeo 3 Bravos. Those are the triangular-shaped craft that you can see. Obviously, three lights. If you see three lights and then they merge into one light, that is one of the reverse-engineered alien craft that works on electrogravitic propulsion. And, Doug, I mean, half the guys don't even know what a TR-3B is. They think it's a former, you know, late 60s Triumph convertible. But that's not what we're talking about. And so there are drones in the air. There are drones everywhere. But here's the linkage I want people to understand. They are not just in the United States, but interestingly enough, they're over every U.S. military base worldwide. Okay, every military base worldwide. It doesn't matter if it's Ramstein in Germany. It doesn't matter if it's the British, if you will, joint American bases. It doesn't matter if it's Guam. It doesn't matter wherever ever there is a U.S. presence, there are drones. So here, let's talk about this. We went through the biggest batch of horse manure with the balloons from China, and they were never, the government, meaning Mark Milley, former Joint Chiefs of Staff, and Joe Biden, it came out, they had agreed not to tell the American people what's going on. Why weren't they shot down? They were surveillance balloons, but they were a different kind of balloon. It's not, you know, like a weather balloon. They were broadcasting in both, you're going to love this, they were broadcasting in Chinese and in Farsi. F-A-R-S-I, that's Persian, that's Iranian language. The high altitude coverage enabled them to get real-time data of the most sensitive ICBM bases in the United States. And yet there was no mention of that by the dumb you-know-whats in the mainstream media. And now people are going to understand something. If you recognize what they're doing, sending false signals, they're going to be the accessories to genocide. And we're talking about that tonight. And Doug, I don't mean to be blunt, but the United
Western... Please do.
Yeah, I mean, well, listen, to me, being blunt is being myself. But anyway, the I want people to put this into perspective. We're talking about, according to the Deagle Report, look, I hear people knocking. They don't even know the background. It's a Rockefeller Foundation funded thing. And ladies and gentlemen, he was one, their whole organization is absolutely the ZPG people, zero population growth and group. And I actually talked to a couple of their scientists that were working in some of their labs. Multiple scientists, they contact me. I don't contact them. The important thing to understand is if you know how long the Deagle Report's been out, and for the record, this is a matter of history, not anything to do with bragging, bravado, or nanny. I was the first one to release that, the Deagle Report, followed by Alex Jones, and obviously Alex's outreach was phenomenal. But we both were talking about the planned annihilation of pretty much 90% of this Earth's population. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read always bashing Christians, ABC, their statement on drones. Well, there's no proof that they're hunting for radioactive materials in New York. Are you guys that much of, you've been a brain? Your brains have been sucked out through your nose. And so in essence, we're going to talk first and foremost about what's going on in New York. I think it's critical that people understand that there are really, really, really Russian drones. There are really, really, really reports of rumors. Rumors are based on something, usually fact, not always, but fact. The amount of denial of the fact that there's radioactive emanations being metered and found in real time. And you know what's interesting, once a certain website, it's either radmon.org or amp.org, once people start to see the real count, they're taken down. I've been posting on my website for the last 2 years, thanks to a very, very wonderful researcher, and she stays up on it. So, I won't go there. I want people to understand this. The ramifications of a nuclear weapon going off, or two nuclear weapons going off, by rogue elements. And what's interesting to me, rogue elements, the fact that most people don't understand this, every nuclear weapon, every plutonium core has unique fingerprints. In other words, you can't claim that Russia, bombed or terrorized the United States. The bombs have a signature, all of the different components. It's down to even the reactor and what time it was manufactured. So what is more important for people to understand is this. One of the ladies who, puts out Believe Acts chapter 2 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, where God was giving a real prophetic word, said, the first one on you will be from you. Do you remember that prophecy? The first one on you will be from you. In other words, there are people that are willing to do anything, including nuclear weapons to stop the president-elect, but more importantly, to stop the groundswell of people that finally figured out what's really going on in the country. So what's formidable to most people, they say, that's just a radioactive device. There's even a fake story out there. Look, I've been in the nuclear survival business for 35 years. I think I've sold every form of dosimeter, every form of radiation monitor, I used to have handheld scintillators, in other words, and I mean, I had all this stuff, okay? And the average person isn't prepared for the ramifications of ionizing radiation. And what's problematic is this, is that 250 million Americans are at risk because these Luciferians are going to try and provoke Russia, and they've done a good job. Ladies and gentlemen, you watch the former president of the United States be assassinated character-wise, an attempted physical assassination. You watch the attack on him was Saul Alinsky's Rules of Radicals. You basically identify a target and you keep coming at him, coming at him. Should it be interesting that everyone in the national defense establishment bore false witness? Oh, I guess that's called perjury. Oh, I guess it's really, you know, in the old world of equal and justice, equal and just the world of equal and equal justice for all, it was, you know, considered treason. But, you know, we're dealing, and this is something that people need to understand. And when I say that, it's because I want people to, well, we already know that. No, you don't. Because 99% of people do not understand that fissionable byproducts, when a bomb goes off, they can be identified within 30 seconds. In other words, the sophistication of the ability in real time to know, oh, that one came from Iran. Oh, that one came from Israel. Oh, that one came from the U.S. With stolen warheads rumored, U.S. designed weapons rumored, try and point that to lay that on Russia's doorsteps wrong. Now, back to the statement of Saul Alinsky's 13th point on rules for radicals. I have watched the vilification of President Putin. This is a matter of fact. This is not, oh, Quayle's a communist agent. Most people don't even understand. The majority of communist agents are the Marxists on steroids in Washington, D.C. in both parties. But what I've watched is the vilification, the 13th rule for radicals, centering in on probably two of the smartest men in the world. And listen, everybody, when you are able to withstand the mockery and all of the stuff, knowing you have weapon superiority, it's very, very interesting that that speaks louder, not wanting to go to nuclear war, than the guys who are trying to provoke nuclear war. And we heard the false narrative, you know, we're not at war with Russia. Really? Everything we got in our nuclear arsenals about over there, with the exception of submarine-launched ballistic missiles and silo-launched ballistic missiles, intercontinental ballistic missiles. So what is going on? Here is the thing. There is a, remember everybody talking about the New World Order? There is an obvious attempt. You read it on the dollar bill. Novus Ordo Seclorum, a new world order arises. And ladies and gentlemen, that means they have to destroy the old world. And now the number one country to get rid of, and they've already done it, in my opinion, is the USA. Remember Barack Obama, the Obama nation that destroyed our nation. I'm trying to make everything, you know, easy. The massive destruction of U.S. military, the manpower, the morale, the weapons that failed to be developed, the egotistical, pompous attitude that we're the strongest. Oh, yeah, I'll give you a good example. We're not. The word hypersonic, the word electronic dominance, full spectrum survival is something that they've been demonstrating. So while we're pushing for nuclear war, and look, we're going to get it. We are going to get it. Dmitry Dudeman's vision and, Henry Gruber's vision. And I want everybody to know we're going to get into Henry's vision. No man that I know of, and I've been saved 53 years, walk, stumbled, fall, and basically bounced off walls in my walk with Jesus. But he was faithful to lift me up and to set me free. I knew Henry very, very well. Probably over, I don't know, 25 years, maybe 30 years. We were really good friends. That's not trying to claim him, but I remember him telling me, he said, Steve, don't get upset when I was upset, because you should hear what they say about me. I said, Henry, you walk in miracles. And then he said, yeah, but they don't see the miracles. They only see their own hatred reflected in their eyes. I can tell you this, there was not a kinder, gentler, and I mean this just more humble, loving servant of God, and it showed through. And we have a Henry Groover tribute site on my website. I want people to go there. I want you to know there's a real gospel. I want you to know there's a supernatural gospel. I want you to know what walking with Jesus can produce. And we're going to talk about that right now. And that I think it's important because, ladies and gentlemen, we're not dealing with earthly warfare only. The world of hell is thrusting open its doors, and the entities that have been held back, some of the most hideous creatures. Now, look, I'm not trying to scare anybody, but I'll tell you something. When I was tapped into a world, I have never been in the military, never trained in combat, but some of my skills were necessary to certain people because I guess they thought I knew what I was talking about when it came to giants, fallen angels, and stuff. And these are the guys that literally fought real giants, and obviously the Kandahar giant, the Bagram giant in Afghanistan. And for the record, that was brought, that giant, the one that my friend, pilot friend Alan, brought into Ramstein. He then passed it off to another pilot, and he was on a C-130. They took that, I think it was called an LA-8 pilot, and they took it and put it. Now, this is detail to tell you I know what I'm talking about. And then they put it on a Galaxy, and it went to Wright-Patterson. Well, if all this is BS stuff, then how come Wright-Patterson closed its airspace? Wright-Patterson, beneath the the runways and the buildings and stuff, makes Area 51 look like child's play. I mean, the levels that go down, it's one of the biggest underground command, control, and experimental stations in the world. And that's where the giants ended up, ultimately, okay? And that's where not only, dead giants that smell like, vomit mixed with skunk spray, that's one guy who described it. The interesting thing is that of all the bases that reacted so proactively, it was Wright-Patterson in Ohio. And if you know the story of Hangar 18, people laughed at, military denies it, but that's where they take the crashed saucers and stuff. And I want to make a statement. There were 47 crashes after Roswell. And look, people still stay hung up on it. You can't go to, and I don't go to them, but I've seen the focus and the staying focus on Roswell, but very few. And there are some people talk about the 47 other crashes. It's because the craft use an engineering phenomenon called electrogravitic propulsion. In order to fly those machines, you have to have what are called gravity maps. And some of those craft coming in from other dimensions, they can travel through dimensions. Yes, through, guess what, stargates, or maybe wormholes, or how about traversable wormholes, or how about portals? Now, because the word portal is so critical to what we're going to talk about, we're talking about the Russian surveillance. Look, they're getting their ducks lined up. And I tell people, remember this, ducks being lined up usually meant a carnival term for they're running on a track and you're being shot at, and the ducks would flop over like Coney Island or any circus movie used to have that. But, I think it's critical that people realize, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm saying to you is that if you don't basically get it, let me say this, 9 out of 10 people listening to this based on this broadcast, listening to us, of course, this doesn't represent 250 million people, but 90% of those listening are dead by next year at this time. That's a completed fact. So I think it's important that the word portal now has been, who didn't know this was coming? And I mean, most didn't, but it was to be expected that portals are going to be opened on December 24th by the Pope. And Eric, will you put that story up so people, it's really important. It's really, really important. I sent Eric, I don't know if you've seen it, Doug, but it's Sigil or the Glyph of Satan, Lucifer, actually. And I want to make it clear. Lucifer is the name that he prefers to be called, actually demands from his worshipers. Satan means adversary. Lucifer is still trying to get those who worship and surrender to him to believe he's really God and that Jesus and the God of heaven are, you know, are subservient to him. And I, Eric, can you put that on the big screen so I can talk through it? And Doug, you can see it, or is that, is it possible to put that up?
That actually is full screen, Steve. Okay. So
Okay, I'm sorry. Let's see if I can. Okay. Yeah. Okay, let me read this, and then I want to draw people's attention to what's going on here. Good night. I say good night. Forever night is coming into the realm of men. The Pope will be performing a ritual of opening the five sacred portals on Christmas Eve. When mapped out, these portals or these doorways create the sigil. Oh, there's that word, glyph of Lucifer. And it's what's interesting, Doug, thank you, is that we have seen this in some of the oldest glyphs, and you hosted the Glyph Project. And when people say, well, why is all that stuff important? Because the law of first mention in the Old Testament, it sets up every principle and prophecy that Jesus, the Messiah, would come into the world. And so what we're seeing right now is if you look at all the names, okay, they're obviously basilicas, and you're seeing the actual, how do I say this? This is the invocation of Lucifer to come through the portals. And, you know, I mean, he can show up without going through portals, but this is the gates of hell opening. I want to make this clear. The gates of hell are opening, and they're opening on all Christmas Eve. I know people say, I don't believe in Christmas. I don't believe Jesus. This has nothing to do with that. This is the Luciferian open door policy. You think the immigration policy is wait until you see what's coming through those gates. And I think it's really important that in all that we're seeing with orbs, and I should get into that too, because we're not just seeing earthly phenomena in the skies. When you're seeing orbs and some of the things that are so vastly different, simple, if you're seeing four lights and the four lights are perpendicular to each other, and you know, those can be drones that can be purchased. You know, I have my film company uses a Phantom, DJI Phantom 4. But what's interesting is that some of the drones are the size of buses. Some of the drones are huge. And then when you get the TR-3s, the Tango Romeo 3 Bravos, triangular shapes. Now, look, I remember Ben Rich saying, former head of Skunk Works, he saying, there's nothing you can imagine that we haven't already done. And that's not bragging. And then everybody that wants to cover up the truth said, oh, he was just drunk at his retirement party. No, he wasn't. I know people who knew him. I know people who worked under him. And these are some of the brightest guys in the world, okay? Well, why should we believe you? Oh, don't believe me. Why don't you read the signs in the sky? Why don't you ask yourself why the Pope, to however many billion Catholics are, and by the way, not every Catholic, God bless the Catholics. This isn't like bashing Catholics. This is bashing the entity that that Pope represents. And I believe that Pope is one of the keys, and literally, when they have the keys, and we can talk about Notre Dame and the keys that are going to be opening there, a golden key, a big ceremony. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the keys of the kingdom of darkness being opened simultaneously and concurrently in different places. Obviously, Notre Dame is on what's called the Island of the City, been there. And the thing is that it's after it was burned down and it was rebuilt, and there's a now a golden glow. And if you understand the purpose of golden glow, that is a message to the initiates in the world of Lucifer worship that the golden age is returning. And what's interesting, before Tom Horn was taken away taken up into heaven, I mean, he's with the Lord Jesus. He had such an amazing understanding of what the entire papal controversy would be he's the only guy with ever named, you know, a pope that would resign ahead of time, even to the name. But he was very, very in tune with the people that would tell him what was going to happen and take place. And he put the pieces together. And in my opinion, Tom's my dear friend, you know, I'll see him in heaven. And the point is, there was no more of a speaker, a great speaker who was fluent in the wisdom of knowledge that just came through his teaching. I mean, I just sat sometimes and I go, wow, you know, and I'm his friend. And we did probably closer to 15 years on your show, Radio First.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe yeah. Even 20.
You and Tom were one of the first couples. No, that's the wrong word.
No. I know what you mean.
Multiple guests.
Yeah. Yeah. We were two that were flowing together. His revelation from the Lord Jesus Christ, my revelation from the Lord Jesus Christ. And to my understanding, somebody, it may have been Joe Horn, his son, you know, that thing's been, those Tom Horn Quayle interviews on your platform were, I mean, they're up in almost, I think it's 10 million views. Somebody did, you know, I'm only saying this, that filled in the blank. And then Chuck Missler, prior to, you know, Tom and I, and Chuck appeared before, you know, he went to New Zealand, then he died down there. It's interesting to me that the foundation that's been laid was a good one. It was a good one because it was based on the foundation of the prophets and the apostles. And what is dangerous right now because of the lack of an understanding of biblical principles, the most important being the casual nature, which people say, oh, I know Jesus. I say, with that attitude, no, you don't. But I say now, and this is the most important critical question for tonight, before we go into the other topics we're going to get to, the point is that Jesus makes it clear that it's based on the relationship of him knowing you. It's based on, yes, you can say you know Jesus. I guarantee you, a whole lot of hell knows that. A lot of devils know that. And every fallen angel knows that, that there is a God and they tremble because they know they have a day of reckoning. And what my statement tonight is this, outside of an act of incredible repentance and God staying the events that are in motion, you cannot kill the head of Russia's weapons of mass destruction, pat yourself on the back, and then say that, well, President Putin's just going to sit and take it because he knows they're afraid of us. Are you kidding me? We can't even, and I know the nuclear launch protocols, and what I'm trying to get people to understand is that we're at a time that we're out of time. We're at a point where the point can go instantly hot. The entity in the White House, it was all over the Daily Mail on the front of some of the biggest newspapers in the world, that basically Biden's been senile from the beginning of his inauguration. Did you see that? Or from the day of his win?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and some try to temper it with, well, it was like the O'Keefe media, the latest score. Oh, it's really in the first 12 to 24 months. No, it was from day one.
Yes.
And that's, you know, I've been getting information like that since really the first month of 2021. So, yeah, there it is. You're right.
There it is. And so ask yourself this. This is rhetorical. We know what we think, but people need to ask themselves this. What is to be gained by giving the Ukraine the most sophisticated missiles? Not all of them, but listen, when they're hitting Moscow and 200 miles inland, and, you know, Russia's made it clear, the minute certain models, I think the F-16J models go in, or any of the European fighters or whatever they have, and they're carrying racks for nuclear missiles, they have to have a different configuration, then it's game on. And they're not saying they're just going to stay contained to the field of battle in Ukraine. They're on record. And so that brings us to the drone issue. I had this kind of arrogant guy, and I mean, he's really arrogant. He's probably watching this program. He said, well, Russia doesn't need to use drones to spy. They got all the spy satellites, blah, blah, blah. He doesn't understand. And, you know, look, he's entitled to his opinion. And I said to him, the last words I said is farewell, meaning goodbye. And, you know, the issue I'm trying to get across is this, that Russia's red lines have been crossed. I think Leo Holm wrote a great article. It's on my website about the biggest terrorist nation in the world is us. It came out now that we're, and we've said this, Doug, remember the days we, the U.S. set up Al-Qaeda, and they used to say Al-Qaeda. And now we've got the situation that all these facts are coming out. And in essence, you just watched the overthrow of Syria. The Christians are being mowed down. They're being absolutely, and Syria, we know this, Damascus is one of the oldest inhabited cities in the world. And now, ladies and gentlemen, remember, we're seeing the United States is out of armaments. Oh, gee, $100 billion left in Afghanistan. That wasn't just by accident. That was by an agreement. And guess what? Kickbacks were plenty. Then we heard that, well, you know, we had to get our men out of safety. No, we didn't. We left them, and we left people in Afghanistan that trusted us. And I think, thank you so much, Leo's newsletter. I told him, I just sent him an email moments ago. I said, thank you for saying what you're saying. And, you know, here's what's important. If you control both sides of a conflict, you basically determine the outcome. And when you have treason identified out of the mouth of the former Joint Chiefs of Staff that said, had Trump said that he was going to give the order, or had Trump been in a position to give the order to take out China, he would have got on the phone and called his Chinese counterparts. That's a matter of record. That's a matter of record. The reason, ladies and gentlemen, the United States has no manufacturing left anymore. We have no gunpowder. We have no rare earth or strategic mineral reserve. We've been selling off our petroleum reserve. And what's important, you can't play catch up. You can only put it on your hamburger. You get basically, or hot dog, you have to have a technological ability to put into motion designs. What's fascinating is people have been under, and this is one of my chief arguments, and I've challenged people, you want to come on? Let's talk about Iran. Iran is the most powerful empire in the heavenly realm that's named even over Egypt. It wasn't the prince of Egypt that withstood Moses, but it was the prince of Persia that withstood two archangels, the living God, Michael and Gabriel, that were sent to Daniel the prophet to give him an answer to his prayer and fasting. And they said, the first archangel said, Daniel, from the time you set your heart, we were sent, but the prince of Persia withstood us. Ladies and gentlemen, the gates of hell, the portals that are opening, are going to thrust mankind into a world that has not existed to this point. All this stuff not ever existed and will never be again, but it's going to be so bad. Look, this isn't what night are we on? Thursday. This is not a Thursday night horror show. This is a basically giving you the ultimate reality of what's going on with all the drones. And the drones are multiple technologies and multiple entities. I had asked Jesse, he's down, I won't say where, but he's down in South America, you know, checking out some stuff for Gen 6. I said, maybe will you come on and explain the spiritual nature of orbs? Listen, you guys, there's nobody in the world that knows the spiritual nature of orbs more than he. I mean, he's fought that battle for 10 years, literally entities, orbs come in, guys, you know, guys, fallen angels. There's no way. I told him, I said, man, I think I would have been jumping out of my window, hopefully on a rope, you know, to that stuff's really, really supernatural. And they're seeing orbs. Orbs are not, and this is so insane, Doug. Orbs are not drones, okay? But they can take on the physical shape of spiritual orbs can take on the physical shape. So that's right. in the whole thing. And Eric, would you put up the cover for our film Earth in the Crosshairs? We went into this probably 2 years ago, and just released, I think, less than a year ago. And Earth in the Crosshairs, the interdimensional gates of hell are opening. My mouth just about fell open. Well, it did fall open. Thank you. The interdimensional gates of hell have opened. And when, in this film, you guys, we're showing orbs. We're seeing all of these different manifestations of evil. The amount of research that went in this, and look, we got some heavyweights, one of the most famous, brilliant astrophysicists, Dr. Travis Taylor. We've got William Henry. When it talks to, you want to talk about Egypt, you want to talk about all the parallel symbol and stuff, he's in there. We've got the Native Americans talking about the doors. And by the way, that Stargate right there, I think we have five or six of them in the film, and one of them's surrounding it's in black and white there. It's standing and was found, I think, in 1942, 43. Oh, Raiders of the Lost Ark stuff. And then you see all of this writing, and we've got it cleared up and everything, and deciphered. But what is interesting is every one of these things has, transcends the time it was built. Some of these are multi-thousand years apart. But the language or the glyphs that you're seeing, all that writing and stuff, it is continuous from the pre-Adamic times. Well, I don't believe in that gap theory. Well, you don't believe anything, so, don't be surprised when it bites you on the gap. I probably shouldn't say that, but like your bottom, okay? We're talking about World War III already underway. The ability for the United States to withstand any nuclear attack, even preemptive, worse preemptive, there are no public shelters. None. You hear about the deep underground military bases. We put up a really interesting article, I think it was yesterday on my website, just about the DUMs, the deep underground military bases. I'm on record when I started out on podcasting. I interviewed so many people in that world. I was going to interview Phil Schneider, who wrote the manifesto on the alien wars in Dulce, New Mexico. And, he said, well, I'd love to come on with you, Steve, if they don't kill me. Well, it's really that bad. Now, Eric, if you'll just scroll up, I want to share something. What's unique about this is there are, 120 deep underground military bases situated on most major cities, all the bases. And for the record, a lot of the ancient known areas of stargates and what would be called portals are on Native American reservations, of which there is a strong military presence. And listen, they have been building these bases day and night, increasingly since the 1940s. And they're now not just bases, they're underground cities connected by magnetic levitation trains that can go up to 1,500 miles per hour. Well, I got news for you. If they put in a Ferrari or something fun, that would be neat to try on, But anyway, the Black Projects, here's the most critical statement. And if you guys will link to this on your show, I think it'd be a blessing. Look, people can argue all they want, because anything that threatens their status quo of denial, they believe denial will separate them from having to deal with it. The Black Project sidestepped the authority of Congress, which, as we know, is illegal. Didn't Henry Kissinger say the illegality of the globalists? They do instantly the acts of treason. They do instantly, but the anti-constitutional they do over time. Okay, that's the what do you say? The word I'm
I would say that's a more refined version of what he said. You paraphrasing him. That to me is more refined than I think what he said was the impossible will take longer. You know what? I'm not even going to go there, but people can research that. Certainly.
And here's the deal. I'll stop here. Many will react with fear. Tell me in my emails you're such a fear monger. You're a porn. Anybody that says fear monger or porn purveyor or fear porn purveyor, you just graduated into the CIA Hall of Fame mind controlled gold star club. Okay. Many will react with fear, terror, and paranoia, but you must snap out of it and wake up from the brainwashing your media pumps into your heads all day long. And again, if you read the, three-letter agencies there, everything is designed, and look at the number, $12 trillion building the massive covert infrastructure for the coming one-world government and the new world order religion over the past 40 years. I remember I broke this story. Actually, I did on talk radio. I interviewed some people that were building the Denver International Airport underneath. And they'll always mock and say, oh, yeah, that's where we keep the aliens, Ah, ha, ha, ha. That thing's massive. And not only under the Denver International Airport, but anybody's seen it, that becomes a provisional capital when D.C. gets wiped off the map. Or so they think. You've got CIA, everybody in the alphabet agencies has a presence there. And again, it's by the way, construct 1995, the government and politicians were hell-bent on building this airport in spite of its ending up vastly overbuilt, or over budget, okay? Money doesn't matter. It's your money. It's my money. So what is this is all about? This, meaning the drones in the skies, meaning the portals of hell, it's all related. And I don't think many people would have thought that the Pope would be announced. He's announcing that he's opening up the portals. Those were his words. Those are not me putting into the context of trying to say, oh, see, he's opening portal. Those also have the term stargates. And a stargate means, and star is a messenger, what's coming through the portals is going to be so visibly, and it's going to become visible. The invisible is going to become visible. And watch the mayhem. Watch what takes place after December 24th worldwide. Right now, I was told this today, the powers that be have in excess of 18 new, again, it sounds like one of those commercials on TV, but wait, it's not just six. Wait, it's not just 12. It's 18 new biological pathogens that they intend to release until they get the job done. Doug, you want to know what the job is? It is the destruction of the human genome. Enter Russia. The man they just wiped out, NATO et al., basically, he's the one that found all of the Ukrainian U.S. joint venture military bases and the bio labs. Okay, that just went over everybody's head, even though they know people that are dead from the CV-19 bioweapon or that are suffering heart attacks, dropping dead, in the prime of their athletic life. So this thing is so evil. And how do you say, and I mean, this is something for your investigative skills, but how do you say to people, there's nothing you compare it to, nothing to compare it to in history, because Jesus said there's never been a time like this, nor would there ever be. And if God the Father, because of his love for the redeemed, those who believe and are bought in the Lord Jesus Christ by his precious blood, and the blood of Jesus is the power of God unto salvation. And I didn't, I'm just telling people this. I don't want to hear that. Would you rather hear the name of Jesus and accept Jesus one more time or understand, 250 million Americans. How do I come up with that number? Because Russia said, we're going to hit this, we're going to hit this, we're going to hit this, we're going to hit this. They're pleading with insane people. And that's the problem. You cannot plead with insanity. And if you look at what's going on now in this country, look, there's no way to even put into effect. I'll give you a good example. Let's just segue real quick. Oh, I don't like the way you go from one thing to another. Hey, you know, go watch, you know, a cooking show on the Cooking Channel. The thing is that we're talking about 250 million people going into eternity. And at a time they thought they had all the time in the world, that statement will be proven false so quickly that I hope people say, you know what? I think he's crazy, but you know, what happens if he's telling the truth? We have to present the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, King David, what a role model. You know, let the man whom the Lord has redeemed say so. Witnessing is a transformed life. You know, witnessing, you can't be in a bar going, you know, I just love Jesus. Knocked out on the, you know, the bar. And somebody looks at him and said, well, maybe he says he loves Jesus, but what's Jesus' attitude? In essence, you have to be transformed. You cannot choose it. It's not an act of will. You have to have the miraculous power of God. The scripture is very clear. To them who received Jesus, gave he the power, us who receive him, to become the sons of God. And the war against the Christians, the coming persecution, which is kicking into high gear, the hatred for the Lord Jesus Christ is manifested when he said, they hated me without a cause, and the servant's no greater than his master. And that's something that people have got to understand. When I see, and I hated it, watching men of God being beheaded on the beach with the guys there in their orange jumpsuits, and one or two of them are saying, help me, Jesus. I thought, God, I pray that people will understand this. We're going to do a special thing. I'm going to change if we're still, I'm going to give people that sign up for the private briefings, which is the best. It's not bragging, the best intelligence dossier in the world for the private sector. I'm going to give you the guillotine is the way it's supposed to be pronounced, report on every single camp and location of them. And oh gee, FEMA's got more than their fair share. I had a friend, I think he's still alive, and this will blow people's minds, or off planet. He was, you know, he could fly anything, including TR-3s. He had a special gunship that only certain people and certain aspects of the military. I'm trying to be very careful here. And he was taken, because of his clearance, the one that I don't believe in those numbers, Majestic. I don't believe in that stuff. Well, guess what? You're not in a helicopter landing at a very well-known Texas military base in a very innocuous house, being brought into it and seeing, voluminous amounts of guillotines. That's a 4-star active duty special operations general. You know?
No.
Well, I don't believe you. Can I tell you something, everybody? That's the last time I'm going to say this. I don't know that Doug, and he and I have been talking off screen. We do, you know, quite a bit. I don't know how much time we have. And I can't tell you what's going to happen on December 24th when all the gates of hell that form Lucifer's sigil. I will tell you this. The sigil is an invocation. When that sigil is, it's just like why in pentagrams and all the symbols and the symbols that we're deciphering, I am sharing, ladies and gentlemen, all that cause and effect is critical. So if people want to and will sign up for private briefings, look, I know that we're against the clock. I don't know if God pauses anything, but I think it's really critical that when you sign up, you just say, put it in the comment or send me an email. I'll get you that briefing. It's in PDF form, and you'll have it on the guillotines. When we put out the TR-3 Bravo special piece, even telling how the propulsion systems work. And answering Joe Rogan's question, well, how could something that fast not kill the people due to the G-force? Simple answer, because the same propulsion system that propels the craft through the air against the gravity, they can control the gravity inside the ship, and it's normal gravity. So that thing can be zooming at beyond the speed of light, going through a portal. Oh, I don't believe that. I don't care. The thing is that, and the gravity in the craft, normal. And so, you know, this is something that people won't talk about. Well, I do. And I believe I've got the freedom and the living God to talk about it. Do people want to shut me up? Oh, yeah. Have people tried to shut me up? Oh, yeah. Do people have a, hi, we hate Steve Quayle? You know, yeah, they've got a club. They probably have a little pin, you know. I'm making up. But there are certain groups. And then the closest people to me, in a couple instances, probably half a dozen, God took them out of my life. And he did it for a reason. And Doug, you know this. Both of us, no names, have had people in our lives that basically had second lives. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, 100%.
And we have watched certain people. Here's why I'm bringing this up. The Bible is very clear, and it says and declares, know them or those that labor amongst you. Know them. In other words, where's their background? So, a good example. Very famous conservative went on X, you know. I don't know who he is. You know him. And I'm not going to – there's no point in bashing anybody, but talking about – Project Bluebeam. Project Bluebeam was around the year 1995, 2000. Serge Manasse, a Frenchman, wrote a book, and then a man named Norio Hayakawa ran with it on. And by the way, I knew him in those days, and I interviewed him. But the whole idea was to use space-based lasers to generate giant holograms and to mislead the people on Earth. Well, you know, and I can tell you a lot of people bought off on it until, yeah, that was probably 95, 96. I could be off a year. And the year 2000, it was proven that the technology, even though we have space-based weapons platforms, we do. Oh, we don't really. Yes, we do. All of the stuff that went into, Danny Graham, the high frontier under Ronald Reagan, that stuff is there. Russia has it too. China has it too, or also, and now with the heavy lift capability of, let's just take China. Oh, let's just take North Korea. North Korea has certain minerals, and this is something that no one will tell you this. I'll tell you that in order, when you're dealing with electrogravitic propulsion and the amount of neutrons thrown off, you need a neutron barrier. And you have to have a specific clay that is only in a couple places in the world. And the majority of the clay that is used in these craft is from North Korea. Honey, you know, isn't that, you know, when I say honey, that's not what I meant. It's very, very, I'm sorry. Isn't that funny? I meant to say, isn't that funny? I got news for you. I'm alone. There's no honey here, you know. And the thing is that these details matter. These details matter. So the drones in the skies are now being filled with lies. There is no such thing as Project Bluebeam. It was a science fiction at the beginning book. And I'm not saying science fiction doesn't turn into science fact, but that proved to be not true in the year 2000. And now, 2024, I mean, Stephen Greer, it believes it, you know. Alex, I think, believes it. And also, good night. Who's the biggest proponent? One of the, I can't think of the guy's name. Charlie somebody put it on his website.
And Charlie Kirk, yeah.
Yeah, he put it on his X post. I got to tell you, I laughed. I probably shouldn't. He put, we are effing screwed. Well, I laughed, okay, because, yeah, but not because of Bluebeam, but because there's more. So it doesn't do any good to argue with anybody. look, I don't know how old he is. I don't know. Alex is generally a lot younger than I am, and so are these guys. But I grew up on talk radio interviewing these guys that people bring out of the past, and it's good that they do. And then, they don't have the historic or contextual interviews that I did. Okay. Now, why is this important to me? Look, the day comes when I'm gone. The day comes I meet with Russ. Thank you, Jesus. The day comes when I give Greg Evenson a hug. But before all that, the day comes when Jesus, my Savior, my Lord, who I've seen twice physically. And I want to make this clear because somebody on this, watching your show said, Quayle says that he hears the voice of God every time he takes a shower. That is not true. I have never said that. What I'm saying is when I'm in the shower, and I've said it, I shut up long enough to listen to what God has to say. My calling and this is really important, is in him. You got a problem with me? Then listen to the message. Don't just kill the messenger. For instance, it's really critical to understand now that so much has come into play, and we are facing the last book I wrote was Terminated. The End of Man is Here. And the gravestones on the front of the cover is, here lies the human race who failed to see their end when it stared them in the face. James Cameron, brilliant director, Terminator, obviously the Titanic, and the movies that he's done are exquisite. But he said, I think, I don't know, 6 months ago, they're asking about, well, how does it feel to have, your a Terminator plot coming into play. He said, you know what he said? I tried to warn you. Do you remember that? I
Yes.
tried to warn you. Go ahead, Doug. I gotta taste some water.
Well, no, and I think to recap, so people don't lose the plot here, Steve, it's, I guess, having the help of off-air conversation, what you're saying with respect to the entire drone issue, it's not Project Bluebeam. It is actually a multi-layered event or series of events that has really been going on since the 18th of November, publicly on the East Coast. Now, of course, drifting over to military installations on the West Coast, also in Europe and other places. But there's a difference in the technology being used. Obviously, the drones with the lights, they want to be seen. They wouldn't be compliant, FAA compliant, if that weren't the case. But again, those are different than the orbs, which are different than the normal aircraft, which are different from other things. Okay, is that a correct?
That's very well stated, and I would call that a great chain of evidence.
Okay, all right. So that, and I agree with that 100%. And I, because when I look at this, Steve, I'm. When I do the deep dive into the comments and who's saying what in terms of government and the Department of Defense, there's no, I shouldn't say there's no possible way, but if you take the incident of the spy balloon just very briefly, from back in, my goodness, and I thought it was this year, but it was last year, last February, actually January 28th or 27th through February 3rd or 4th, or the 4th, I'm sorry. But you will find that the Biden regime did not want to admit the presence of that spy balloon over the U.S. They Correct. Lied. The media lied, even when they had the truth, final truth. And the regime lied as well, because that was sending both information in real time and collecting it by way of onboard surveillance equipment to school buses long. Okay, having said that, using that playbook, we're seeing a lot of the same with the drones. So you take that and you have to ask why. And then what you mentioned with respect to the opening of the portals, it's not necessary. Like you said, it's not necessary. It's ceremonial And it's like an invitation as opposed to an invasion. That's the way I look at it.
That's
how
a
I
great
keep it.
Statement. That's a
okay.
That's a great statement.
So,
because it's an unholy invocation.
Right. I mean, you know, there's a difference. Maybe this is a bad example, but there's a difference between running through a doorway into someone's house or into someone's building if you're fleeing a threat versus running in to do evil intent or being allowed in under a pretext or being allowed in or invited in, you know, with evil intent and the knowledge of the person behind the door. So all of this combined, I said all of that to say this, all of this combined is folks think bigger and also think in the context of the Holy Bible. That's my view as well. Current events, Holy Bible, and check your biases at the door when you are looking at this from an investigative perspective. Go ahead, sir.
Well, objectively, you know, how come people don't see the obvious? You know, my answer to that is because they don't want to. USA is already at war. I'm just reading my notes here. And Russia's taking it seriously. Look, we're sending our long-range missiles. And I have a statement. I stand by it. Everything the United States has done worldwide since a certain time period with the State Department is pervert even the common sense of marriage around the world. You want U.S. dollars? You got to take the woke brigade and make it your own. And a lot of countries said, I won't say that in Chinese, but I actually know what it means to, you know, go date yourself. But we're at war. We are at war with Russia. We don't have any wartime production. I don't know Doug, seriously, how can people think you can make war when we burn through, you know, way more money than they'll admit in all of the ordnance, you know, all of the ordnance, meaning bombs and bullets and anti-tank weaponry. And every time that NATO brings certain weapons in, they're taken out. And I think the interesting thing about this is that Russia has continually said, look, we're not looking to start the World War III. The United States, the West, and NATO is. Now, I get pissed off, and I rightly hope that everybody does, that they're playing, U.S. is playing with your life. And thank God there's some character. You know, I think it was Foreign Minister Lavrov, Sergei Lavrov, he said, you know, you can't expect to be in a room full of gas, I'm paraphrasing, playing with matches. And somebody else said, you can't be playing the sandbox when you're dealing with the newest levels of nuclear weapons and also hyperbaric weapons. People need to know something. I don't know how many hyperbaric weapons the United States has. I know we have the BLU-82, which is a fuel air explosive, but Russia has hyperbaric weapons up to 44 megatons. Here's the deal. The whole reason, if we can get this out, I can get this out, Doug, the whole reason for the collective lying West against President Trump with the Steele dossier was to steal reality. They were terrified that President Putin and Trump would put an end to their shenanigans, and they were that the, how should I say this, the new owners on the block, the Chinese, would be revealed to having so many people on the payroll that, you know, it was so in our face. So they had to destroy the President of the United States at 66, 65 heads of every intelligence agency.
51.
The FBI, huh?
51. Current or former heads of 51 intelligence agencies. By the way, Miranda Devine wrote a great book. I think it was published in November. My wife got it for me for Christmas. Like a Christmas thief, I grabbed it before she could wrap it, and I'm reading it now. So, yeah, 51 it happened to be. And
That was U.S. The other 15 came from Britain. Yeah. Through MI5 and MI6.
Correct, yes. Yeah,
so I just want to tell you that's where the discrepancy is.
As well as, Steve, as well as Mossad, too. Israel, they had a huge role in this as well, in the Steele dossier.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going into surgery, and all, I think 85% of all medicine, surgical medicine, everything from antibiotics to anti-pain medicine, this is a big deal. The oxycodone and the pain, medicine that a lot of vets manage their pain with, it's disappearing from the market. That's one of the reasons why CVS, Walgreens, Price Right, Rite Aid, all of the big chains of multiple drugstores, they can't get the stuff that the doctors are prescribing. And the stuff, I mean, it breaks my heart. This is a real situation. I'm not playing on anybody's emotions, but how would you answer a wife, Doug, that calls and said, "I love Jesus, but I love my husband and I can't watch him suffer. He's begging me, veteran, to put a pillow over his head and take his life, to take him out of his pain." And I did tell her, I said, the other alternative is we pray and ask God for a miracle. But here's the thing. I really do believe in miracles. I am sad to say that the lying signs and wonders will take the stage over God's miracles until God's people get their act, or God's claimants to being God's people. And I'm talking about, the chosen people. In Jesus Christ, there's neither Jew nor Gentile, Greek. We are all the same. It doesn't matter. You leave your genetic history behind when you become a new creation in Christ Jesus. And I watched people die, literally, who took the vaccine as Christians, knowing that their body was a temple of the Holy Ghost. But you know what caused them to do it? They had jobs. Now, look, I'm not faulting them for it, but they basically only saw either or, but they missed the biggest point. How about Jesus? We as Christians who are alive on earth are going to be subjected to the most fearsome and loathsome hate ever exhibited or initiated against. Because the devil knows he's got but a short time. And if people can't figure out the devil's playbook, it's simple. I can't kill Jesus. Thought I did that on Calvary, and that didn't work. I can't, take God off of his throne. He kicked me off mine, but I can destroy his likeness and image in human lives. And that's what's tragic. When I see some guy bent over, or some woman smacked out, smack means heroin, and, just zombies, that was somebody's daughter when she was small. That was somebody's son. The veterans who have been turned away from the VA, and by the way, I am furious at that organization. There's some good doctors, there's some good nurses, but in general, the plan was, and this is when I started on talk radio 25 years ago, to kill off all combat vets as fast as they could if they would not turn and use their skills for the New World Order. A friend of mine, and he's one of the vets that we help. He was in, I better not tell you the state, he was in a 7-Eleven or something, and there was a Chinese guy in there. He said, "Brother, I know my," he's a combat vet, he knows his stuff. And so he walked up, what a great testimony. I mean, not fearful. He said, "You're not going to win. We're going to resist you." And there was an instant understanding. Obviously, Chinese spoke English. And the Chinaman said something to my friend I think probably took him back. In essence, he said, this is by memory, "You stupid American," that seems to stupid, "we've already won. We own your country." Do you think that's kidding? I don't. How about Michael Young? God bless him. What a man's man. Down in the Darien Gap, I interviewed him a couple times, you and I and Michael and Independent. And right. He's sitting there with his camera on, watching the buses go by, with the Chinese troops. And how about this one, Doug? It came out today that under Bidenstein, the monster, the Venezuelans have brought in 500,000, and in the midst of them are Iranian-trained troops. The whole max allowed Venezuelans legally was 50,000 before Biden took over. Ladies and gentlemen, displaced and replaced. Strangers without from without will basically dominate you from within. You will be brought down very low. They will be lifted up very high. Those are two specific words. Or how about this? This wisdom of Solomon: when the righteous rule, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, when the wicked rule, the righteous mourn.
Well, do
That's
we
true.
not, Steve, do we not get the, don't we get the government that we work for, earn, and deserve? Is that not where we're at? I mean, you've got Biden, by the way, that ass clown. I'm not asking for forgiveness for that descriptive term, but you've got Biden, who hasn't been really heard from in days. You've got a budgetary crisis again and still in D.C. You've got you as you said, you've got an invasion of forces here in this country that they let in on purpose. So, I mean, all of this taking place in the last 4 years has been just a wreck, hasn't it? I mean, from inflation, you know.
It's been
Go ahead.
intentional takeover and takedown of the United States. Rape, pillage, and plunder. The United States, I used to say, is going under. Now it's rape, pillage, and plunder. The United States has gone under. Ladies and gentlemen, how long do we have, Doug? Because I want to segue into the food situation.
We've got 45 minutes, roughly.
Okay. By the way, on Friday, I was counting, but man, this Sunday seems so long. And the person said, "Steve, it's Friday."
I
So
mentioned that. I mentioned that yesterday on air because I told that story because you told me that in the morning, and all for whatever reason you messed me up because all day yesterday I thought it was Friday, which really was a bummer. So
Well,
anyway.
yeah, I'm sorry. Trust me, do not use my calendar. I have one of those health phones, but I find I take it less. And by the way, I'm looking for my dark bag. That's where my health phone is.
Yeah.
I'm always using my dark bag. And here's what I want everyone to understand. If you know a nuke has gone off, and let's say that minute you're done with your health phone, if you see a truck, put it under the wheel and kill it forever. That's why you need to go to, I'm serious, sat123.com. And if you know what's going on, it will keep your brain together. If you don't, you're in trouble. I've asked people, by the way, those of you who have satellite phones, to get Proton email accounts. There's a reason for that. You cannot, ladies and gentlemen, expect the internet to stay up the minute we go to full-on nuclear war. Now, satellite phones will stay up. But there's other ways of communicating. And when I say this, utilizing what you've already bought, but also keeping you in touch. You want to hold that up, Doug?
Yeah, sure. Folks, this is the excuse me, smaller version of the backpack. This is a ballistic, anti-ballistic or bullet-resistant backpack, along with it's a Faraday bag as well. And if a nuke goes off, you could try crawling in there and zipping it up from inside. That's one way. And of course, on the screen, folks, on the screen is a better. Perhaps a better visual for this. There are so many different options. I love this. Darkbags.com. I love this site. And Steve, I gotta tell you, I sent somebody a Christmas present from this site. It's practical. And I never thought I'd be a backpack kind of guy. I'm a briefcase guy. And they do have briefcases, which, for laptops and such. When I say briefcases, soft-sided ones,
Well,
but.
a good point, Doug. The man that was shot in the back and died, had he been wearing the larger version of that, the larger version stops all handgun rounds.
Correct.
But had he been wearing that backpack, he'd still be alive. And this is what I want people to understand. This isn't a, what do they always accuse? Oh, infomercial. This is a lifomercial. You just saw an actual incident of somebody getting shot in the back. Oh, by the way, that's going to be the normal procedure. You know, they're not going to take you to the OK Corral. They're going to take you out, and they're going to use the advantage of the naivety of the average American. The some of the the escape zone products for women, every woman who goes shopping should put her key fob, because most people, I mean, unless you've got a really cool old car, and I'm talking, you know, something with 500 horsepower, really cool. But the point is if you've got an electronic key and you have a garage door clicker, these monsters, and I'm talking two-legged ones, will follow you home. And when you hit your garage door, they capture the signal. They watch your home. They hand off. There's it's kind of like having a bunch of cops tracking you and, you know, handing off the next guy to the next guy. And they come to your home. They click your garage door clicker. They go in and rob you blind. And some of them could care less if you're alive or not. Ask yourself this, everyone. We're watching armed gangs. We're watching Michael Yanis proven it beyond a shadow of a doubt. We have a fifth column. You've got military age people coming in here, and there's nothing in this country, U.S. military, that will be able to stand against it, because they're all shipped overseas, but they will stand against the American people, especially the gun owner. They're allowing these people to come into the pre-established weapons caches that were put into place when the abomination of desolation said, we need a citizen's military under our control that has got as much firepower as the U.S. military. Those weren't his exact words, but he did spend billions of dollars on billions of dollars in weapons and ammunition, and it's strategically placed across the country. So what happens when traitors from without, meaning, you know, foreign terrorists, come in and meet with traitors from within? You've got mayhem, and this isn't going to be knock on the door. Oh, my good man, could we come in and steal everything you have, but we'll let you live? It'll be kick the door open, and they have automatic weapons, and they have suppressed weapons, and it won't be, you know, your next door neighbor won't even hear it because it'll be too quiet. And they're coming in with night vision. And I can't do anything about Bob Griswold, you know, his passing and going to heaven. But he gave a lot of really good advice, and he knew it because he sold it, but he also used it. And so, you know, you can't expect people that have Jamie Walden skills that, you know, or any other trained Marine or Jonathan Sosa to basically, you can't acquire that by watching TV. Those guys train, and they can do it. And by the way, in my opinion, it seems like the Marine Corps is one of the only, armed services, arm of the armed military, that's got their crap together, okay? And they've resisted the woke crap. And what the wokeness was to destroy the absolute cohesiveness of the U.S. military. Jamie can address the unit. The unit moving as one and moving as one and not. In essence, you need your brother at arms, you know, and no one left in the field. Well, the thing is that now we've got a situation where, in spite of all that, we get Bidenstine saying, well, you know, if you want to fight us, we're going to use F-16s against your AR-15. Snort, snort, chortle, chortle. He did say that. But I found out something interesting from somebody behind the scenes in that world. He's not using F-16s. He wants to use A-10 Warthogs. That's low flying. It's not an F-16 jet, but boy, talk about firepower and damage. And so here's when he made that, I'm talking Italian, when he made that statement, he let people know that you don't want to deal with an A-10 coming at you with miniguns, you know? And so you, well, I can say this. In a novel I once wrote I never published it. You know, Lucifer's Luggage, or Suitcase Nukes in America. You know, Lucifer's Luggage, Suitcase Nukes in America. You look it up. It's, I think, was on Coast to Coast. I announced it. And for some reason, I still don't know why I made this in. I didn't print it. But I had a section in there on how it would play out. And, you know, everybody's saying, well, I'm worried about this in the air. I'm worried about that. And I said, well, yeah, tell that to the guy that just took a fast truck with a snowplow and just took that thing out on the ground. Okay. That was one of the things that low tech beats high tech every time, especially when the high tech is, you know, the, how should I say this, so vulnerable. F-35s can't even fly in lightning. Do you know that? They cannot fly in lightning. They can't line up their machine guns to hit where they're pointing, you know? That's those are real stories. You know, go in the war zone, because that's a pretty good for people. Go there and you can see the latest and greatest, actually not only successes, but failures. Now, I want to transition to food. Kissinger did make the statement, with oil we control nations, but with food we control individuals. We warned in our private briefing, and you know, because you get it, and a lot of people who are our Hagman followers and patron supporters of yours and stuff, we told you what the next big thing would be. Costco and $15,000 stores are going to close for one day. So I get a rash of emails saying, don't you know it's Christmas? And I said, don't you know that's not the day they're closing? You see, everybody wants to explain away until there's nothing to shop on the shelves with. The reason now we're just seeing Walmart. Walmart feeds 37 million people a day. That 37 million should be interesting because it correlates with $37 trillion in debt. You know, I go, man, there's something there. I don't know that I got it all. And then we've got the problem that the average American is seeing his food bill. I think it was monthly is $1,000 more. Now, people live on less than that. But then, you know, you got to say this. I got veteran friends that, you know, I'm glad that, you know, some of us are able to help them, but I can't write checks that need to help them all. But the point is that the amount of devastation, Doug, that's being felt in the middle class is, it just breaks my heart. And it's by design. You remember us doing shows. This is important, ladies and gentlemen. You control the food. You control the people. Those bleeping devils, yes, I know what the bleep word means, are planning to put out ration cards and you'll be allowed 1,500 calories a day. You will not have a choice of what you eat. You will eat what they allow you to eat. Have you noticed there's eggs disappearing? Have you noticed they used to be a couple bucks and now they're 10 bucks a dozen, organic? Have you noticed that pretty much everything going to the store, you know, I do this because I want to not lose touch with the shopping that's going on. I see the look of, you know, Bozeman's a, you know, Valhalla for all the bailout left coasters, you know. But the point is, how do you know that? Well, when every other car is a Range Rover, the top of the line, and the women look like they just got off Madison Avenue or, you know, the pre-Hollywood. I mean, they dress very nicely. You know, gee, you're not from around here, are you? You know, and but the amount of food that's disappearing from the shelves. Do you remember when I said it will be a matter of availability and then it will be a matter of barterability. The only thing, you know, that you're going to be able to get is something that you have a value to barter with. That was the whole premise of gold and silver. Gold is your, if you will, your savings, and silver is what you barter with. And I've told the stories over and over. But again, what I want to go back to is this. The Starvation Nation is a plan that's in place. That plan is to basically starve Americans to death. Now, if you believe you're going to get a good deal in FEMA camps, look at the North Carolinians that were locked out. They could have put them in, I'm not saying put them in the camps, I'm saying giving them food and warmth and stuff. They gave that money to the $1 billion, and those funds didn't go to the people that needed it. ladies and gentlemen, they are going to cold-bloodedly murder, yeah, probably 125 million people. If you're starving and they say, hey, look, we're sorry, but we've got this camp over here, and you can have three squares. They may be MREs. They'll come up with something. And three bottles of water a day. And, you know, you won't just die of exposure. That's the greatest blight on the United States, and the rest of the world sees it, and the, how should I say this, the contempt for our own country. See, I make the statement, I stand by it, and this is a true statement. President Putin loves the Russian people more than Biden hates the American people. Because everything that is happening, you know why the devils in the blue dress, red dress, and by the way, the leadership of those bastards shouldn't be dressing in dresses. Oh, you're a racist. You're a hatist. No, I'm a realist, and I believe in the human race. And what's astonishing to me is the fact that it's happening right before the eyes. Okay, so Walmart. I said, Walmart's next. Well, I don't believe that. I got to keep hitting that because you better believe it. In California, 12 of the most, not all of them are good areas, but really, really important stores are closing down to consolidate, to move into their inventory into other stores to make it look like they're not really going broke. 37 million people. Doug, today is, I know this for a fact, it's December 19th and it's Thursday. Thank God I have this little calendar here. And the thing that's important is imagine this, everyone. Imagine that when the military goes in under National Defense Authorization Act and takes all that food, when you hear that, you know, it's headed to the Kansas salt mines, or, you know, by the way, those are legitimate long-term storage facilities in Missouri and Kansas, other states too. And there is an underground highway where truckers can truck and take this stuff in. And the reason why, and here's the thing, there's a fluid level of a target date, because thank God for some brave 18-wheelers. They said, nope. Nope, and they didn't have enough trucks because the brainchild or the brain trust, which basically is an oxymoron, they do not have the feel for how slow people move. And when they use a best case scenario, it was the worst case scenario. So all of the food is going to disappear. It was supposed to be gone off the shelves by Christmas. And so when Costco announced, and, you know, look, they're not going to come out and tell you, well, these guys showed up and, you know, we had to do it. I'm told, I can't prove this, I'm told that some of the people that let the cat out of the bag in the Campbell's Soup factory, they were arrested and taken off someplace. I don't know that's true, but that sounds true. And here's the thing. Can you say this better than I can? I think you can. When somebody says, why don't you stay on thought? I'm trying to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff's all going at once. It's not linear. It's spherical. It's like rods going into a nuclear reactor. You pull them out, you go kaboom. You put them in control rods. They have to be put in a sequence in a given amount of time. You pull them out, it goes kaboom. So, Doug, how would you explain, you know, you're my now translator, linear translator. How would you explain what I just said?
Well, Steve, I think the problem is because it's like drinking from a fire hose or trying to drink from a fire hose, famous expression. But you know, you said it once on the show a number of months, maybe years ago. With respect to food, you're going to see the lack of selection. Remember that? So yeah. First, lack of selection, and then, of course, the decrease in just-in-time deliveries, decrease in inventory because of just-in-time deliveries being either diverted or otherwise reallocated for other purposes. I think we're seeing that. You have legitimate food storage, almost like industrial root cellars, you know, commercial root cellars, which are legitimate, and we've known about those. But then you've got other projects that are illegitimate or black ops side. So, I mean, but I guess to really tie things together, it's difficult. And I'm, you know, I try to follow you as well. And I think you're doing fine, but I think it, again, people have to think bigger. And I think people have to realize this is just me talking that everything kind of fits together when you look at it. And I find the timing suspect. You cannot differentiate between the timing of the events taking place today versus the actual events. Okay, the timing of the events, and then consider the motive. And of course, they've had the means, but this is an opportunity given the power vacuum of the West because of the vacuum of power in DC and our own leadership. So, anyway, that's kind of my thought from beginning to end. Go ahead.
In case people are wondering, I don't really have a sense in my spirit that they're going to let those of us who are in alternative media stay on the air indefinitely. And I believe that, and here's my prime directive. I only have 2 hours with Doug's show. How do I cover drones, stargates, portals, Catholic mysticism, the Luciferian welcoming committee, food disappearing, veterans being abandoned, veterans being murdered, and all this? And how do you do it in 2 hours? Well, I'm sorry. I can't, look, there are people that are wonderful speakers. I'm not one of them. There are people that are linear, that are just A, B, C, D, E, F, G. It's so much easier to follow me, not me, them. So what I'm thinking is that the scripture is very clear. What more, and I think this is a true statement, God, before he begins to really bring his total judgment to pass, he warns. He's been warning us through Henry Gruber's vision for, you know, what, pretty close to a decade and a half through Henry Gruber's vision. And we've also had the situation with Dmitry Dudeman, okay? Everything is in place. One of the most astonishing factors concerning Henry Gruber's vision is we didn't get any of our missiles out in time. That's because you can't take a 10-minute launch up protocol versus Russia's all their pre-protocol and on a T-minus 30 seconds and counting. That means in 30 seconds, they can get their hypersonic ICBMs in the air. You know, they have a whole different pragmatism. And by the way, I'm a pragmatist. Oh, you're just not an optimist. You're just so pessimistic. Nope, wrong, stop. Pragmatist. I call it like I see it. I see it like I call it. But the problem is getting others to finally figure it out. Oh, hey, Doug, this literally happened. I went to, not Doug, Steve. Hey, Steve, I went to XYZ store, and I couldn't find any Kerrygold butter. That's a good New Zealand butter. And guess what? It had been recalled on suspicion. Ladies and gentlemen, every time that you see believed to have been infected or infested with, Listeria, L-Y-A, I'll tell you this. My opinion is most of the food recalls are being, forget the word Listeria, it's hysteria. 100 million pounds of food as of, what is today again? It's Thursday. As of last Friday, 100 million pounds of food has been seized from the American public's ability to buy it under suspicion of, believed to have. All those words. To my knowledge, and, I don't have the money or the skills to hire the investigators to find one case, except McDonald's hamburgers, where there's been a true E. coli outbreak or Listeria, and they'll give a throwaway thing. Let's say they got a ton of hot dogs. Well, they'll infect them, and it's called Agriterror. But the problem is the American people believe that because it's always been normal, it stays normal, and that's called normalcy bias, And it is what it is. But when 37 million people, going back to Walmart, that's how many people buy their groceries daily, can't get in to buy their daily groceries, when they find out that, their EBT cards or their credit cards don't work, the moment that happens, you're going to have mayhem. It's not going to be some commercial on TV for whatever insurance it is. It's going to be total mayhem. And I don't know that people understand that. Sometimes people say, "Why don't you really tell us what the Lord has shown you?" He gave me a panorama when I saw him face to face, fell down on his feet. He lifted me up, gave me a panorama. I don't want to go into the. I'll give you an example. This is a real example. Watching American citizens who were once families lying in the streets and the wild dogs tearing them apart, just like you saw in Africa. Just like you saw in Africa. And one of my things with the Lord is, Lord, there are just some things I please. And somebody says, "Oh, you're such a softy." No, my heart breaks. And I'm not a bleeding heart. I am a pissed off, informed researcher who has spent my life trying to fight for others, and all they do is fight back. The majority, not everybody. It's critical. It's critical. Doug, I will stand before Jesus, and he'll say, "Why, when you were on Hagman's show, did you not cover this?" Or look, he doesn't go down a list. I've been before the judgment seat of Christ, physically translated. Oh, I don't believe that. The bottom line is, and he only asked me one simple question: why, when I've given you so much, did you do so little? Now that applies to me. That's not guilting anybody else, but everybody will have to answer that. You'll have to answer to the Lord. This isn't salvation. This is reward, And we have to give account. When you are an investigator and you give a report with your investigative skills, that determines how many times you get hired back, and the completeness of your report pretty much makes a way for your gift. Is that not accurate?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, the report we're giving you on food is this: because of what I see, I personally cannot handle seeing little kids saying to their daddy, "Daddy, I'm hungry. Mommy, I'm hungry." I've seen that in real life, in a vision. I hear it. And I tell people, I don't get flashbacks, I get flash forwards. All I can do is say, "God, I've delivered my heart, I've delivered my soul." If people don't want to believe it, that's their part. But God, I pled with them. And you know what the Lord told me? What a cool thing. He said, "Quit worrying about what others say and more worried about what I say, because my opinion, Jesus speaking to me, is more important than any others. Their opinions don't matter, mine do." And that's a really powerful statement, And that's one of my powerful takeaways from the week that I just took off to hear some things from the Lord. Because the Bible says the God of heaven chastens and rebukes those he loves, Or else we'd all be bastards. That's a biblical term. And not cared for by a loving father. It's just like when you catch little Johnny with a 5 gallon can of gasoline, he's got his mama's lighter. You're going to go pull the lighter out of his hand, And we're playing with fire. And that's what I just could go back to what Foreign Minister Lavrov said. For the record, ladies and gentlemen, I've listened to a lot of what he says. I know a lot of really smart people. I always was under the impression that if I could hang out with smart people, I'd probably pick up some things that are worth picking up. And he has, they've pled, and they've gone to the United Nothings, that piece of trash organization that, in essence, all their toilets, when they flush, they don't go in the New York City sewers. In my opinion, it runs right into their empty skulls. Do you know what you're saying? Absolutely. And that's the nicest version. But you cannot play with nuclear matches and think that, oh, the other side doesn't see that, the Americans are behind it. There is no truth in us. This nation abandoned Jesus Christ. Jesus is the person of truth, and they don't want to hear Jesus. The churches have abandoned Jesus for being politically correct. Where there's no Jesus, there's no conviction for sin. The Holy Spirit comes in to convict people and say, no pope in the history of popacy, the papacy, and pretty soon, I hope we don't see this pope, no pope has been more hateful, more caustic, no mockery than the one that the Pope now is going to open the gates to hell. Cardinal Vigano is a great guy, one of the great minds in the Catholic Church. I'm not Catholic, by the way, and I'm certainly not an evangelifish, okay? Evangelifish belong in aquariums where they can be seen, change colors, but at the end of the day, people go away and don't remember the fish or the color of the fish. That's why I call it evangelifishianity, okay? And that's a term that defines it. Back to food. When we warned that, we in the private briefings, when we warned that it was going to spread to Walmart, everybody laughed. You know how big Walmart is? You know how much money you make? Until we put up the story about 12 of them being closed, you know, some of the biggest ones being closed in California. The obvious reason is they're taking inventory from stores that still have it, moving into stores that have a higher buying population for one reason. They know that they've got to give the public the perception of, you know, things are good. And I mean, all you have to do in Bozeman is go to CVS Pharmacy. I mean, the shelves are bare, you know, and there's no Mother Hubbard there. And it just becomes more problematic. The point in starving America is one point, and it's the golden age or it's the end of the age. Annihilation, genocide, and extinction. And ladies and gentlemen, I was one day, how many years ago, because look, to me, time is fluid, except in my body, you know. But the point is that I said they're going to have smart toilets that are going to monitor what you eat, your protein consumption, because you can get that in, you know, the different urinalysis and everything, or stool samples. And lo and behold, within, I think, a month of that, there are smart toilets. Well, what a perfect combination. You got a bunch of smart asses, a smart toilet. Oh, how wonderful. But it's literally going to monitor your caloric intake. If you're allowed 1,500, and look, I'm not saying these toilets are going to be everywhere, you know, but you're going to be, how do I say this, monitored, surveilled, controlled in every area of our life. And so all these
Steve, to interrupt, a couple of things about the food. I just want to throw this in here because many people won't remember the conversations that you and I had about the food distribution centers, the hubs. I'm not talking about the single warehouse. I'm talking about very important hubs within the distribution network. Exploding, fires, whatever the case might have been back when we talked about it. What was it, a year and a half, 2 years ago? I don't even know. But that, consider that with what you're talking about today. Consider, of course, the monitoring, the surveillance of the COVID-19 crap, and also even what's even equally relevant is this new House bill to keep the government open has a lot of surveillance, nanny state kind of stuff in even the revised version. So all of this combined, from way back when to the present, and including what you're talking about with respect to Walmart, the food, whatever. Look, we are in fact already under surveillance. Where they want to push us into 15-minute cities. They want to take away our ability to travel by way of normal motor vehicle, to travel by air without a real ID. That's even domestically, if that passes, and I think it will. So, I mean, all of this combined is really culminating to the events of today. I think with respect to food, drone activity, world events, World War III, you were talking about being already underway.
We are at World War III.
Right. So all of this combined. Yeah, I think it's almost like a refresher that you've given, along with new information that's important and relevant for not just today, but the coming days. So thank you for that. But continue. We've got about 12 minutes left.
Okay. Hey, Eric, will you put up the picture that Greg Semkow, he's our artist for our films, tremendously talented man. This, and can I blow this up to see it on the screen? Yeah, I can. Okay. This was Henry Groover, and that man is an astonishing lover of Jesus. This is below the streets of Rome. He had what he used to call his prayer A team, and literally they were called to pray for Henry when he was being translated physically, not spiritually, physically in his body to the streets of Rome, and there were fallen angels. And the fallen angels are the hideous beasts you see on the left. One's got his hands over his face, the right. And this was Henry's dictation and Greg's interpretation of when Henry gave the word of the Lord and giant gold chains came down and wrapped them up. And that's the scripture. That's scriptural because it says certain angels, fallen angels that committed sex sins, are reserved in everlasting chains of darkness. Well, that's only 200 of one-third of the host of heaven. The host of heaven's innumerable. While Henry was doing this, and the Spirit of God was leading him, the anointing that these two fallen angels were in control of was to keep the power of God away from the believers of God, and also the prophetic word, the real prophetic word. And there's a story on this that is amazing. I actually have it on my website. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want an accelerated course in miraculous reality, my website, stevequayle.com, over on the right-hand column, there's a Henry Groover tribute page. And I'm telling you, when you hear this story, or you hear the miracles that went on with Habu Island, all the things that this man walked in fearlessness. But I will tell you one thing. He kept his word to the Lord when God told him, do not pray for the West Coast. Do not pray for the West Coast. The exact words that Henry said, I will not hear you. When that's said, it's really, really important to understand that look at what all the perversion, look at all of the stories of sex trade. I'm talking little children. Look at the snuff film industry. Look at the child sacrifice. Look at the, if you will, the he, cannibal cafes. That's a real deal. And leg of lamb doesn't mean, anything. It basically means leg of Miss Lamb, the last name Lamb, So what's important, this is critical. This is real stuff, but the average carnal mind can't receive this stuff because it's, oh, you just believe in mythology. No, you know who believes in mythology? The ones that are bringing forth Lucifer on his sigil, his glyph, and Doug. That's why the Glyph Project is so incredibly important, because we're withholding certain things until it all is a complete picture so people don't go crazy with it and try and basically make them say something they don't. And because of the context of contemporary glyphs coming in, like this Lucifer sigil, well, everyone, you should know that. That's as old as a pre-Adamic race. That shows up in some of the artifacts that, Jesse and the Gen 6 archaeological team digging up this stuff hand by hand. Jesse's not being a grandstander. He's down in a hole 9 feet with his hand. He's got a trowel too, and pulling this stuff out. But what's important is this. Those entities you see right there, the scripture says, don't marvel, for these entities, they're not really handsome, they're not really cute, and that they can manifest themselves as angels of light, as angels of light. And so what's astonishing is Henry was a man, and he's gone to be with the Lord, that knew what the authority of Jesus meant, and the obedience that follows, excuse me, the obedience precedes the authority. And I think that's one of the coolest miracles. And on the Henry Groover tribute link on my site, which we maintain since, I don't know, 5, 6 years ago, it's important because I was impressed. I was impressed by the Holy Spirit and the living God, whom I actually am excited. I knew when I heard this, Steve, get Henry on film. He's going home soon, you know, and I think I took him, I don't know, maybe 1 or 2 years. And I consider that one of the most amazing, wonderful assignments that I've ever personally been given from the Lord, to record that for all posterity, because there's all the crap going on and there's every derivation of evil, but there's always a man. Daniel was a man. Ezekiel was a man. You know, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Nahum, Nehemiah, all of these prophets, Moses. Trust me, Moses didn't have an issue with, you know, what color robe should he wear. All of these men of God are examples. The book of Hebrews talks about these men of faith were examples, but our ultimate example is Jesus. And look, it takes a miracle, a miracle, a miracle to deal with this stuff. And so I want everyone to understand the purpose of tonight is to tell you this. I do not know how much longer any food will be available. I do not know who and when the plug will be pulled. I can tell you point blank, by the grace of God, there are times that we've been really 5 minutes away from a nuclear war. And, you know, I'm trying to teach people now, Doug, what they need to look for, because I won't have the opportunity to go on and wear, you know, a certain color shirt and do a certain thing to give people a warning. But I can do with my list, my private briefing subscribers, my satellite phone people that have, you know, that listen to you, listen to me. I have a priority. And the other day when I broke away, you know, to be with the Lord, and you know, to the best of my ability, he said, "What's your prime directive?" And I use that term. That's what God used back at me. And I said, well, Lord, it's to warn the people of God. It's to prepare the people of God. It's to train the people of God. I went through. And he said, then don't worry about those outside the camp. In other words, Doug, you know, hey, I'm where I need to be. You're where you need to be. And the people listening to this are the ones that need to be listening to this at the time they're listening. And so to the degree that, you know, we're obedient, the obedience up to the simplest thing will bring into us, into our realm, the ability to have the greatest effect for our generation and the following generations, because we can then be, we can say, Lord, I finished the job that you gave me to do. But, or instead of being, well, you know, so-and-so just got blasted. Well, they never blasted me, you know, or the bottom line is that we're so late in the game. And so I want everyone to understand something. You won't need me to tell you it's time to do whatever you're going to do, to go and hide yourself until the indignation of the Lord has passed. God will always, 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 as my dear sister in Jesus Christ, Mary Juarez, said, when you think God's calling you to do something, remember, even though Abraham thought he was going to sacrifice his son, God provided the sacrifice, a ram in the bush. And even Abraham made that statement. I think pretty much, you know, being bound, taken up to an altar and watching, sacrifice animals, the young man would have said, this doesn't look good to me. But he trusted his father. His father, Abraham, trusted the living God, and God provides the sacrifice. Our provision will be in Jesus. Look, I don't know what manna tastes like, but I bet it tastes better than anything that we've ever tasted on earth, you know? And what is critical, and I'm telling you this, I'm telling it, we can do everything we can do. That's called, we're preparing to the best of our ability and to help others. But there comes a time when God will lead all of us, whatever the wilderness, that means going in to someplace we don't live at. You know, I live in Bozeman. Who knows where I'll show up at, you know? And everyone must understand, if you're married, your wife has to make that decision. You know, she has to be standing with the Lord. God has no grandchildren. My sons, I got three sons, my daughters too, they have to make their own decision to stand. And I know what that means, because I pray nightly for my family members. And by the way, you'll appreciate this, Doug. I pray for my Labradoodles, you know, and I'm not kidding you when I say that. I love those little, I got a female and a male, and I love those two. They're just amazing, you know, and you know this, you bond with a dog and that dog is a friend for life. And ladies and gentlemen, we treat animals better than we treat young children. And I'm telling everybody, please understand, I have heard the words literally in my heart and in my ears. Daddy, I'm hungry. Mom, my stomach. I've heard that. Not. I mean, and the things that I've seen coming. And that would do to any parent. It would tear your heart out. So please start praying, Lord, allow me never to hear that. And I understand that people are scared. It's important that perfect.